It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Why go on? Hey! Okay. I hope you are having a wonderful week. And I hope you had a great week as well. I really do. I had all these plans that I was going to do a whole bunch of things. I had all these plans. I was supposed to put out a podcast on Thursday or Friday or Saturday. And here we are. The week is over. And I didn't really get a chance to. The struggle is real. Listen. We are all dealing with something. Everyone is dealing with something. Everyone has some form of struggle. And don't minimize someone else's struggle just because it's not what you're going through. Or you don't understand them. You don't understand them. You don't understand their struggle. Please don't minimize anyone's struggle. I have a friend and we always talk about rich people's problem. And despite that someone is financially in a better position, doesn't mean that they don't have their own struggles. Everyone has their struggle. As my boy Puffy was saying, more money, more problem. I can't even say my boy Puffy. Puffy going through some stuff. The struggle is real. The struggle is real. Okay. So listen. I'm in the process of cleaning. So I'm trying to clean out my cupboards and I'm trying to clean out my life. I'm just trying to clean. It's real therapeutic. It feels good. It's a challenge to start. It's not easy. I'm not going to even say it is. But once I get started, I really be into it. And I like it. And I like it. I really do. I like it. I like seeing the transformation of a little corner that I done piled up a bunch of paperwork or clothes or knickknacks. Just being able to watch the transformation of that corner. Because let me tell you something. I gotta start slow. I'm not young anymore. I can't tackle an entire room. Unless it's like a bathroom. And even then it's tough. I cannot. So, I'm in the process of decluttering my life so I can declutter my mind. So that I can just declutter, okay? So, as I'm decluttering, I'm realizing I have expired food in my cupboard. It's surreal how fast the time goes. And when I bought those things, right, it was like a 2-for-1, buy one, get one free, buy two, get the third free, buy three, get the fourth free. I'm such a sucker. I am such a sucker for like a sale. They always get me. I don't know what it is. They always get me. I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for sale. I'm a sucker for a discount. I am. It works. And instead of just buying one for a dollar, which is all I need, I somehow managed to pick up four because it's three. You buy three and you get one for free. And I actually fall for it. And I have four in my shopping cart. And then I have four in my cupboard. And then I don't get back to it for Lord knows how long. Because I'm so moody and finicky. So here I am. moody and finicky. And haven't touched those things in like a year or two. Can you imagine how fast time goes? A whole year or two has gone by. And I have not used those things. Drinking some water. So it makes me think, do we really need all these things? Do I really need so much? I had to like take a moment and look. Drink my water. Take this moment and drink your water too. Let's clean out the system. You know how I end the show? Drink your water. It's so important. So let's get back to this. Why do we have so much? I want to try and simplify my life. I like the simplicity of it all. I wanted to come on this podcast today and talk about simplifying everything in our lives. This weekend was such a nice weekend for me in that respect. I'm simplifying myself, going back to my natural. Like, my nails are just plain. Put on a clear coat, no acrylic, no tips. Never really been into that, but just taking it that step further. And my hair.